Another security challenge is posed at borders and ports where freight enters the country. Most cargo is secured at busy border checkpoints and dockyards, but some of it travels to inland ports before inspection. These inland locations compete for federal security money. In Kansas City, business leaders are trying to attract federal dollars for a major operation to keep freight safe as it crosses the country. Matt Hackworth reports from member station KCUR.
Tens of thousands of trucks and rail cars crisscross the American plains every day, and a lot of them pass without being seen by customs inspectors like Dan Robard.
I've got a shipment down here, the next one, coming from a country that we consider to be high risk for possible terrorism.
In this freight warehouse on Kansas City's east side, Robard heads to an orange trailer backed into a loading dock. Boxes are stacked in the trailer 8 rows high. Robart climbs up and pulls a box from the very top to take a look.
I've got what appears to be ladies' shirts. The bag is marked made in India, but there's also supposed to be a tag on the shirt, so that's what I'm checking for now. Made in India.
Dan Robart checks the tags to make sure that the Indian manufacturer met import labeling guidelines, but he's also looking for threats, for explosives or contraband. A sensor the size of a pager is clipped to Robart's belt and sounds an alarm if it detects any radiation. And if he needs to, Robard can x-ray a trailer or examine its contents with a fiber optic scope. Customs officers here say they're performing more and more searches far removed from their counterparts on the border. Most federal security efforts are focused on the point where freight first hits U.S. soil, such as Long Beach or New York. But freight is also inspected here and at inland ports in cities such as Dallas and St. Louis. Deirdre McGowan heads a trade group of inland ports. She says that so long as the focus remains on the coasts, inland cities will compete for security resources.
There's only so much money, and it's being dispersed to the best of TSA's ability to get it spread appropriately.
A group called Kansas City SmartPort thinks some of the money should be put in the middle of the country. SmartPort is studying the feasibility of building a freight inspection center here. Part of Chris Gutierrez's job with SmartPort is to bolster Kansas City's freight business. He touts Kansas City as a natural site for such a center because it's one of the largest rail and roadway hubs in the country. Gutierrez says a freight security system needs a site where inspectors can ensure cargo hasn't been tampered with en route across the U.S.
60-70% of the freight that hits the West Coast from Asia travels through Kansas City to the East Coast markets. We'd like to position Kansas City as an inland port, secure port, that freight has to go through as it moves east.
Making sure freight's secure could include smart boxes that are designed to alert inspectors to tampering, or tracking devices that report real-time locations of freight moving between points A and B. All that technology could be linked and observed in a central location, and SmartPort's Gutierrez wants that place to be Kansas City. At this sprawling truck lot just off Interstate 70 in Kansas City, trucks for Yellow Transportation switch trailers as goods are routed to points throughout the U.S. and beyond. Homeland Security officials say much of the freight system's safety hinges on cooperation from shippers like Yellow. Consultant George Rodriguez was once in charge of freight security for the Department of Homeland Security. He says that increased security is an investment that pays for itself.
It really doesn't cost you anything extra to have a good security system, data mining, being able to track the manifest information from shelf to shelf. All those things are very, very, very important for security.
Rodriguez cites estimates showing that better security efforts can save companies 10-15% on shipping costs. He says the eventual goal is a nationwide freight security system. But for now, cities like Columbus, Ohio, Memphis, and Kansas City compete for federal dollars with border and coastal checkpoints as they try to establish themselves as inland ports fully capable of inspecting freight for security threats. For NPR News, I'm Matt Hackworth in Kansas City.